About 13 years ago, James Cameron released Avatar, his very own sci-fi epic intended to stand alongside those of Ridley Scott, Stanley Kubrick, and Christopher Nolan. The film obviously was a smash hit. Avatar became and still remains the highest-grossing film of all time. And today, the sequel to Avatar absolutely killed it yet again. Avatar: The Way of the Water is the highest-grossing movie of 2022 by far, far surpassing Top Gun: Maverick. But as you all know, in the movie business, financial success rarely equates to quality. So how good really is Avatar: The Way of the Water? Is it really that good or is it overrated? The short answer is a resounding yes, it is that good. James Cameron crafted a worthy sequel that once again proves why he is the master at blockbuster filmmaking. While not flawless, and we'll talk about the problems, Avatar: The Way of the Water is definitely worth seeing if you haven't already. First of all, as expected, the movie is a visual marvel. The film is jaw-droppingly gorgeous. The lush jungles of Pandora, the stunning oceans. This movie contains some of, if not the best visual effects of all time. The level of immersion is so high, you truly believe you have entered another planet. This movie is the pinnacle of spectacle. It's unlike anything else out there. Honestly, it's worth seeing just for the experience of being immersed in this world and the visuals of it. But underneath all of that, there still remains a compelling story, and that's why this movie really works. It's nothing new, it's nothing completely inventive, but it tells a very compelling tale about family and the struggle to protect it. It's engaging, it's surprisingly moving at times, and it is chock-full of incredible sequences, from the whaling scene to everything with the Tulkun, the whales, to first diving underwater, and then the killer third act that makes the movie. The last hour of this movie is when the film kicks into high gear and just proves why James Cameron is the greatest action filmmaker alive. Nobody out there can construct an action sequence like James Cameron. The different pieces, all the characters, the way it's shot, the rises and falls. Action is not just about choreography, it's a whole art in and of itself, and James Cameron has clearly mastered it. The only people you can make a case for coming close would be maybe Ralph McQuarrie and Chad Stahelski, but I think James Cameron still is the master. And really, the last hour of this movie is some of the best action filmmaking we've seen in years. It is sure to get your heart pounding before the satisfying conclusion, which leaves the door open for sequels and perfectly wraps up the story at hand. Moreover, the film is bolstered by, I would say, mostly great performances from the ensemble cast. Sam Worthington gives a career-best performance in a finally interesting role. Becoming a dad is exactly what the character of Jake Sully needed to make him more compelling and less bland. Additionally, Stephen Lang effortlessly slips back into his role and imbues this kind of new version of Quaritch with dimension and layers that didn't exist before. Newcomers Kate Winslet, Jamie Flatters, Trinity Bliss, Brian Dalton, and the rest are welcome additions. The standout of this movie, however, is easily Zoe Saldana. One of the most disappointing aspects of this movie is how little she's given to do. This is honestly an Oscar-caliber performance. I just wish she had more scenes to display that. Moving on, the film does have its issues. It's overstuffed, it's too long, it occasionally drags throughout its lengthy runtime. Also, some of the performances don't fully work. Jack Champion as Spider was incredibly rough at times, and it's distracting to hear Sigourney Weaver's voice coming out of a 14-year-old character. As is typical with James Cameron movies, some of the dialogue is also not too great. It gets a little cheesy, especially when you notice kind of weird idiosyncrasies like the baffling overuse of the word bro with the teenage characters. Also, the movie does have some pacing issues. The second act drags longer than necessary, but it's understandable considering the level at which we're exploring the world. The movie does sacrifice pace for immersion and exploration and visuals of this new location on Pandora. But I will say that a good 20 minutes probably could have been cut out of this movie. Despite these gripes, Avatar: The Way of the Water is a largely successful sequel. James Cameron delivers again, infusing truly astonishing spectacle with genuine pathos and a compelling story in a way that only he can. I absolutely love this movie. It's one of my favorite of 2022. I cannot wait for the third one, and I highly recommend this. What'd you think of this movie? Did you like it as much as me? Less than me? More than me? Let me know in the comments, the email, the voicemail, or the form. and all those links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and have a good day.